Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body, a soul. Don't move too fast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, and we better get it started in here because we've got a really busy day. We've got lots of people that we're going to be talking to, and Marcia, welcome.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Good.
We were going to get together all weekend, and we just, I kind of took the low end, and you got to go see all those movies?
Yeah, I'm trying to see as many movies as I can for Best Picture, which is a little annoying this year because there's 9 Best Pictures.
So that means you get to go 9 times.
Yeah, which is fine, but who has the time? My gosh. But I know. It used to be 5, and now it's 9. Well, now it's however many they want to do.
There you go. Well, and we have Matt on our board at 805-639-0008 is the number to be calling in from our show from 8 to 9. And then again, from 1 to 2, when my show replays, the phone number there is 805-419-0008. You can still get in touch with us. And also, definitely email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Also, check out our website at kimpaganoshow.com, and all my past shows are listed there. If there's something that you, God, I wanted to remember that book or that interview or what, you know, what something that we said that meant something to you, you know, you can always, go and log in there. Also, become a fan on Facebook, Tune In Radio. You can hear all my shows on there. And I'm in Coffee News, which today is Trivia Tuesday. And we've got we're always giving away stuff on the show. I'd love to give back. And today we've actually got the end of the month gift, which we've gathered all of our callers for the whole entire month. And, I was going to do it today and announce it, but I think I'm going to let everybody call in today. So for the whole entire show, just call in, get your names on our list so that you can win some tickets to the Globetrotters, which there's a couple different locations and shows. Ooh, what was that? Anyways, and also, which it's, great minds think alike, our trivia question and our Trivia Tuesday, we've got tickets to Globetrotters. So there's a couple different ways that you can do that. So about 8:30, we will have our trivia question. Rob Blaze from Coffee News, that's sponsored by them, and they will be calling in. So definitely get your pen and paper ready and your phone ready, and put my number in there at 805-639-0008. Also, today we're going to be talking with Rebecca and Christy, and we're going to be talking about taming your alpha bitch.
I know. I felt like I needed this morning, trying to get the kids out of the house and
everything organized. It's so stressful as moms and wives and, But this is how to be a fierce and feminine and get everything you want. I'm ready to take notes on that. And then the other thing is we've got the juice lady coming on, I think it's Cherry Calbaum, and she is a weekend weightless diet. 2 days to a new dress size. Jumpstart your weight loss quick and easy, and get motivated. So those are who we're going to be talking to. Also, we've got one of the Harlem Globetrotters. Actually, one. No pun intended. That's actually his name, One. And he's going to be coming on talking a little bit about, their show and their fans and where they're going to be and what you're going to see. So definitely, we've got a really good show for you today. So definitely give us a call. You can start calling right now at 805-639-0008. What we'll do is I will announce a winner. And the way it works is if you've won something already, your name will not be in that, but it will go into the next month. And then as you win, that's, you know, everybody, I want everybody to win something. So that's kind of where we're at. So with that, I welcome all of you to Kim Pagano Show.
So I have a political question without getting political.
Oh, God. Here she goes.
No. Ken, is it possible for somebody to be elected anymore without getting nasty?
You know, well, that is interesting. But, you know, to me, they're their worst enemies.
Well, I'll tell you, both of the Republican candidates, you don't see the Democrat now. I mean, you do see Obama, but that's the only one running, so there's not really an issue there right now. But it will be. As soon as there's an actual Republican and Democrat, they'll get nasty with each other. But both of the Republican candidates started out saying they're going, I mean, the head Republican candidates now, said they're going to start out saying they're going to have a clean election and they're not going to get nasty. And both of them, I have never seen discord like this.
It's been dirty, I'm telling you. And you know what? It just... I don't know. It just takes their personality and puts it right in the toilet.
But unfortunately, what happens in society is we end up electing the person that we think is the least worst.
The least worst. Yeah. Instead of, you know, I think they should all be separate instead of all on the stage together. And they should, you know, may the best man win. And you should find out who they are individually, not as a fight.
Well, when did we have 18 debates before?
Well,
why did the Republican caucus decide that debating is the only way to argue?
Well, I don't think that. I just think that there's always been debates. There's always
no,
been
it's never been like this.
No.
There has never been a debate every single week.
No, that is definitely, I agree with you on that.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's not doing them any justice, I'll tell you that.
No.
And that's a problem right there. So anyways, do we have our first, guest online. What we're going to do is take a really quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Christy. And is it just Christy? Okay, and we're going to be talking about taming your alpha and how to be fierce and feminine and get everything you want. This is my kind of book. All right, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service. I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices. Very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah.
Good choice of music, Matt. All right. I love it. All right. Welcome back, everyone. And remember, 805-639-0008. It is January 31st, and we are taking all of the last callers to get your name in for the Harlem Globetrotter tickets. So definitely get your name in. Call us. We want to hear from you. With that, we have our first guest on, and we have Christy. Are you there?
I am. Hello, Kim.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. So, great book here, Taming Your Alpha. We're going to say which, okay?
With a B.
With a B. And How to Be Fierce and Feminine at the same time. How do you do that?
That's a great question. You know, it's really stepping into our authentic power, stop being so forceful and controlling and competitive and disruptive, which really are, you know, a lot of the ways men exert power. And it's not the real way that we do it for, as women. That's a real authentic power. So it's time to really step into a more feminine power, meaning really connect back with our hearts, with our power center, and really start, you know, deciding what we want to create in our lives and stop putting so much effort and so much working hard and struggle and pushing to get what we want.
Mm. How do you do that and be effective?
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, Christy, what I want to ask you is, what was your journey, why you wrote this book?
I'll answer both questions at the same time. my journey was that I was a alpha witch. I like to say that I am like a recovered. And I reached a level of success, but I was not really enjoying the success. I wasn't fulfilled. I felt very overwhelmed, like a lot of women. And when I stopped trying to do everything myself and started collaborating with other people and started really relying on support, learned how to balance my life in a better way, you know, those are more feminine qualities. I was really able to, you know, really create everything I want. I have everything I want in my life, and I'm not saying that from a bragging perspective, but it's like I've applied this information, and I really do have a very fulfilled life, a very abundant life, but I'm also enjoying that life.
What kind of business were you in?
I was in the corporate America for about 15 years. I was a sales rep and a sales training manager, and now I've been in my own business for about 6 years now, and I have a coaching certification company. So my I have a $1 million business. I'm a CEO of my company, two small children, a husband, you know, all that stuff. So my life is very full, and I definitely apply the information that we write about. Rebecca Grotto is my co-author, and we've been working with women. She's a therapist for over 25 years. I'm a coach for 10 years, and we do workshops with women, and we really see that these are the behaviors that really hold women back instead of really empower them.
Okay, so let's start off with the forceful alpha. What is that?
Obviously
it makes sense what it is, but...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the forceful alpha, she's very, overbearing, very caustic, can be very harsh, kind of bulldozes through life. She could look like on a good day that she's, assertive and very powerful, but the way she exerts that power is like she talks over people instead of to people, so she's very forceful. The controlling alpha is just really outspoken. She argues for her position until those, like, everybody caves around her. She's like, feels that, you know, her way is the only way and the right way. and there is no other way. So she's very difficult to deal with. She's very difficult to be a controlling alpha because, you know, it's hard to be flexible and allowing when you're, when you have to have everything your way or else you're unhappy. The competitive alpha is that woman that just constantly compares herself to everyone and everything. And it goes from the size of her legs to the size of her diamond ring to, you know, how much money her husband makes versus others to comparing her kids' accolades to other kids' accolades, you know, to other mom's kids' accolades. And then the disruptive alpha, she's really that drama queen that really needs to have all the attention on her. And it's like she is just very, you know, outspoken, and she really has to, sometimes very abrasive, but she's very loud, but she's very, very dramatic just to get the all eyes and attention on her so that you hear her story instead of somebody else's. She's the kind of person where you start to tell her something, like, exciting, and then she's like, oh, well, let me tell you about, you know, it's like she totally disregards what you're saying because she has to have the next best story, and she has to be heard, too.
I was going to kid you and come in with a story about myself just to be funny, but it wasn't funny anyway.
Okay.
And then the lack alpha?
Well, all of this, those are the four types of alphas. All of this is really rooted in lack. And so we say that, you know, the woman that comes from a lack mindset, a lack perspective, you could think of her as the lack alpha, that's what leads to fear. And that fear really, you know, we try to control or be competitive or be forceful or even the drama queen because we're in fear. We're afraid of something. And it typically comes that we are afraid there's not enough promotions, there's not enough money, there's not enough time, there's not enough good men, we're not enough. So it comes from this perspective of feeling like we're never enough or there isn't enough in the world.
So when you're living in fear, and that's really, you know, what we talk about on my show, is you're not living in your passion, and therefore you're actually, you know, pushing everything away from you instead of helping it, you know, formulate into your life authentic.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. We talk about six universal laws in the book, and that's just it, is that you're very repelling to the things that you want, the people that you want in your life, instead of being very attractive.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of these attributes or whatever you want to call them are things that most people have in them some of the time. And, you know, it's a matter of not having being destructive about it, but also that men have a lot of the time.
Yes.
And so how do you make that balance?
Well, that's just it, is that we as women have taken on a very masculine approach to, you know, trying to create the life that we want. And where it works for men, because it's like that's a masculine energy and it works for the most part in male bodies, it doesn't work in our feminine, you know, in our feminine nature, and it actually constricts us and makes us very stressed and very overwhelmed. And it is a matter of really reconnecting to our true power and going within, and even if it's taking a breath or, you know, giving ourselves empowering messages, stopping to, you know, really, really empower ourselves and from the inside out.
So give us some tips.
Okay, well, I mean, the way that we have designed the book is that for each alpha, we give tips for both, like when they're women who are at work, parenting, in relationships, and with friends, because what you do in one area of your life, you do in all areas. So if you're, I'll give a very similar example. Like if you're driving in the car with your partner, and say that your husband or your boyfriend is, you know, you're going to a destination, you feel, and you're the controlling alpha, and he happens to go a different street. It's like all of a sudden you feel that anxiety or you feel that restriction within you, like, and you might even say, well, why are you going this way? Why aren't you going that way? And that can cause tension in the relationship, but it also really puts you in not a good mood, and it really restricts you. So what I recommend in those situations, what we recommend, is just asking yourself, okay, why do I feel the need to control? What is going on here? What am I fearing? You know, what's the fear? Where am I lacking? Am I afraid that I'm not going to get there, that we're going to get lost? Like, what's the fear? And then instead of, you know, buying into that fear, replace those thoughts of fear with empowering thoughts that, you know what, there's many roads that lead to the destination. We have plenty of time to get there. Allow yourself to sit back and become the passenger and allow so that you can, you know, enjoy the ride, basically.
Wow. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Christy, is it Whitman?
Yes, it is.
And her book is Taming Your Alpha Witch with a B, and how to be fierce and feminine at the same time. And, you know, I really think you're, you know, this is a really great topic because so many of us are business-minded And men like that, but yet at the same time, they don't always welcome it because, you know, it is, I mean, we were born with our place in our home, you know, taking care of the children and all that stuff. And now we've become, you know, power women.
Yeah.
But we need to, you know, be able to be comfortable in, you know, where we're coming from.
Well, that's just it. It's like, you know, we had that place in the home and we were allowed to be feminine, and then the feminist movement came and it's like, okay, now go out and, you know, succeed in a man's world. And we didn't really have examples of what it meant to be, you know, fierce and feminine, to be feminine and powerful. And so we became very masculine in our approach to gaining our power. And that's where, you know, as women, it just doesn't work. And so it's time to move to the next, you know, evolvement, if you will, to be fierce and feminine, to have both power and femininity, because it's not either or.
Right. And I think sometimes we've taken on way too much, you know. And so now we're not only have to keep our homes up, you know, I really come from a team. I think that you need to find a team with your husband and your wife.
Oh, yeah.
And so if I'm doing all this at work too, and I'm making a difference in our life, can you help me out at home too? So, you know, where some women really want to take it all, and they feel insecure if they're not taking care of their home and they're not making sure that their kids, it's a huge struggle of balance.
It is. And, you know, a lot of women we hear are like, my husband doesn't do anything. I'm doing everything. I have to go to work, and then I have to come home and feed the kids, and I have to do the laundry. And it's like, yeah, but are you allowing him to come in and support you?
I was going to say, I think a lot of my issues, and I'll say mine, is self-expectations. Expectations of what I should do as a wife, a mother, a whatever.
Yeah. That's it.
And not wanting to give up control because I'm, you know, afraid of letting people down, so...
And there's the controlling alpha. See, it doesn't have to be super extreme. It's just even an example like that is that, you know, you're afraid to let people down, so there's the fear. So what do you do instead is you control the situation so no balls will drop.
Right. I really love the setup of the way I'm flipping through your book, the way your book is made into different sections. And one of the things you have is, I'm going to say, witch tips for whatever it is. So you have tips how to... change your behavior there's little quizzes in each section, and
so
then
give us
there's
one of
tips.
Those read off one of those little quizzes.
Well, I'll let you. Oh, the quizzes are pretty long. I don't know if you can, but maybe the tips.
Okay. And you know, here's what I want to say to a lot of my women listeners and to my men listeners too, is it's not too late to turn it around. You know, sometimes we feel like we've gotten ourselves into a box. And our, you know, things are kind of spiraling downhill. And you can sit down and say, wow, this wasn't the right road for me.
That's right.
I want to try and get back where we came from, you know. And it's not like holding up your white flag. It's not giving up, you know, there where you failed. It's holding up your white flag and saying, you know what? We need to start all over. Can we relook at this, you know, again?
So I'm just going to read the tips for competitive alpha friends. And I will shorten them because, you know, one is celebrate your friend's victories, which I think is great. Ask for help rather than excluding her because she lost her whatever, baby weight or, you know.
Right.
And then regularly acknowledge your own talents and successes. And I think that's, you know, you can't celebrate somebody else's positive behavior or whatever if you don't like yourself.
That's it. And that's why we are competitive. It's because we don't feel fulfilled within ourselves. So we look outside of ourselves and say, how am I doing compared to her? Oh, well, I'm thinner than her, so I guess I'm okay. Or, oh, well, I'm bigger than her, so, oh, my God, I need to kick it into overdrive. And, and then we start beating ourselves up. So it's like instead of comparing ourselves to others, find that fulfillment within yourselves. And for your listeners, they can go to fierceandfeminine.com, and that's fierce, F-I-E-R-C-E, and A-N-D, feminine.com, and we give them lots of meditations and tips to help them really transform.
Okay.
And I have been in groups of women that were very competitive with each other, and it's exhausting.
It is.
Yeah, and you know, I have a women's support group, and that's one of the biggest things is I say, you know, don't come there being competitive. Don't come there to try and outdo yourself with anybody else. That we want, it's about support. supporting. And I think as you get older, you need those friends that are unconditional, that are going to tell you, you know, hey, your dress is stuck in the back of your head. You know, I don't know, yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, you want those friends that care for you, that are going to say you have mascara under your eyes, you know,
yeah.
Not looking at you going, oh, God, yeah, yeah, I don't want to be around those kind of people anyways.
No.
So I want to encourage my friends to support me, and I feel blessed at the friendships and the family that I have. So I hope, what a great book. Where do we find your book?
Well, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You go to any bookstore. But if you do go to fierceandfeminine.com, we have a program for $97 called The Power of Self-Love that we give away as a bonus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And you know what? Maybe we'll have you back and we'll talk a little further.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. Well, we have our next guest, one of the Harlem Globetrotters. And we have one on the line. One, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I'm great.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, good. We are giving away tickets to go see you, and that's one of our great prizes today. And so tell us a little bit about how long have you been doing this?
Well, this is actually my 17th season.
Not very long, huh?
Not very long. I'm probably the dinosaur now.
Okay, so we had a little argument here before the show started, and I said, you have to be a very talented basketball player to do this, to do the tricks. How did you get started in this, and why did you do this versus going?
Well, I would like to know who argued against that.
Well, no, I never said that you didn't have to be talented. What I said is, are these professional basketball players?
Well, we're definitely professional basketball players. We probably make it look easy, but it is a very difficult thing to go out there and do what we do out there. We make it easy, but everybody who's out there are professionally played, you know, Division I basketball and was scouted from various colleges all across the country.
You know, my dad played against the Harlem Globetrotters in college. He played for Northwestern. He said it was the hardest game he ever played. He said it was so hard to figure out what the ball was going to go next, and it just
because
made him look foolish.
Because you guys are having fun, correct?
Well, they were having fun, but they're really very talented players.
Oh, I get that. I get that you guys are talented. But it's not really about the score. I guess that's the difference, right? It's not about the score.
You hit it on the net.
That's okay. There you go. That's what I meant.
We don't go running to the, you know, score table to see how many points to score. Everybody scores on the Globetrotters. That's no surprise. Our whole thing is to get out there on the floor and make sure that everybody has a wonderful time, have smiles on their faces, and that they can remember, you know, possibly some of the things that they can remember about going to the Globetrotters, like the bucket of confetti and the water gag and all the audience participation and the weaving that we do and the slam dunks and those type of things. But we also want to create new memories for those who haven't seen the Globetrotters before. And that's where we try to keep the game fresh.
You know, I just want to let everybody know, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are talking to one of the Harlem Globetrotters, 17 years, huh, one? And, you know, it's so funny, when I brought out that we're going to give away tickets, so many people have incredible memories of going, as either when they were like you with your father. My mom was like, oh my God, I love the Globetrotters, and she's not even a sports person. It's just, it feels good, it's fun, it's been around for years. You guys used to have your own cartoons. There's just so many memories.
Well, and the amount of energy it takes to do one of these shows, I just can't even imagine. Are you exhausted at the end?
Oh, we're definitely exhausted. we do over 290 games a year.
Wow.
It's almost, you know, triple what the NBA would probably do in a given season. But it is very difficult. And as far as the memories, you know, I get some of the greatest stories in elevators.
I love it.
People come with these amazing stories. Even when I think it couldn't get any better, someone always comes with something, you know, just as spectacular. And, you know, this show is not going to be different. We actually have the tallest Globetrotter ever. It stands at 7'8".
7'8"?
I know.
My gosh.
It's crazy. Even for a basketball player to see this is, you know, it's wild. So he's going to be there as well. We also have the shortest Globetrotter, we call him Too Tall Hall. He only stands at 5'4", so we're going to put on a great show as well as some of the guys that you remember with the Globetrotters.
And when you have something new for the first time in 19 years, and I want to talk about that. Can we take a really quick break? Can you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. I'm going to bring Rob Blaze on really quick to give us our trivia question, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk to one from Harlem Globetrotters. Rob, what is our trivia question from Coffee News?
Hey, Kim, good morning.
How are you?
It's a great day here, the last day of January.
I know.
And today's trivia question from Coffee News, next week's Coffee News, is 70% of the body's sense receptors. You know, we have five senses. Some of us, some might have a sixth sense. But 70% of the body's sense receptors are located where?
Okay. So our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And if you get that question right, you get two tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters. And that is February 18th to the 20th. That right there is a $54 value. If you do not win, your name actually just goes on a list, which you're going to win. That's what I'm going to be doing, is picking out more tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. So right now, 805-639-0008. Get your name in and your number. And we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're talking to one from the Harlem Globetrotters. We're going to find out a little bit more. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that whipping man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
One, does that sound, that music sound familiar?
Oh, music to my ears.
I thought we'd give you a little, there you go.
Thank you for that.
All right. Well, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are talking to the Harlem Globetrotter. We're talking to one, and what a great name, huh? I want that name. I want to win at everything.
Now, when you were growing up, did you see the Harlem Globetrotters play?
You know, I only have seen the Globetrotters on TV with ABC Wire Water Sports. I don't know if you remember that show.
Yeah.
It used to come on every Saturday, and I used to be glued to the TV when they were on. And the guy that I remember was Geese Osby and Curly Neal. And I just thought these guys were just the greatest basketball players ever.
Yeah.
One, we actually have a caller, and Nanette, are you there?
I am, and I missed the question, you know, because I was going from one room to the other, laundry.
Okay. So the question was, and for anybody else out there, just in case Nanette doesn't get it right, 70% of the body's sense receptors are located where? And the phone number here again, 805-639-0008, because we have several callers. And Nanette, what was your answer?
Well, I believe it's in the That's a tough one, but I think that it would have to be into the lymphatic system.
No, you're wrong.
I didn't know the answer to this, so don't feel bad.
I mean, I've taken anatomy classes. I've never heard that question before.
Keep listening, but your name will go into the drawing, so thank you so much. And where are you calling from, Nanette?
I'm Ventura here.
Okay, you got it. Well, thank you so much, and keep
Bye.
Listening. All right. So we are still open, so get your number, get your name in here, and we'll continue to find out. So I hear that you have a female player on the team for the first time in 19 years. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We do, and her name is TNT.
TNT.
and she is definitely explosive. She is a great addition to the Harlem Globetrotters. We have had 8 women since Fatima has been on the team, and she's a great addition to the legacy of the women who have played with the Harlem Globetrotters. So we're happy to have her on the team, and she's a rookie, so we still treat her as a rookie now.
Can I ask, where did you go to college and play?
I went to Arizona State.
Okay, so most people, I don't know if anybody knows, but now you only have to go to college for 1 year before you're eligible for the NBA. Has that changed the Globetrotters a lot?
Not really. There are a chosen few that can actually do that, and what I mean, talent-wise.
Right.
A lot of steel players still need to develop themselves. They need their 4 years in college to play basketball. So there's only a chosen few, the Kobe's and,
right.
and those type of guys. Yes, they're,
So most of the guys that come to you have college educations, and they do. Moving on to another career. How do you travel so much during the year?
Well, that's, the Globetrotters are definitely known for their name. We definitely trot the globe.
Yeah. there you go.
Like I said, over 290 shows a year. And our typical day is basically from the hotel to the bus, find something to eat, back to the hotel to the arena, and you do it all over again the next day to travel to the next city.
Now, does the whole team go to every game, or do you have like 2 or 3 amounts of people that switch off?
Well, we kind of split each other up. There's about 24 of us, so we split each other up. And we have an East Coast and a West Coast team, or red and blue team is what we call. And there's about 12 that travel to each city at a particular time. So we try to cover the country up a little faster with 2 teams. And sometimes we'll even go to 3 teams, which is our white team. So we're trying to hit and get as close to people as fast as possible.
Now, is there any opportunities for other people to be a Globetrotter?
There are, but it's very limited. Yeah, mind you, there are only 24 Globetrotters.
Yeah, and if you stay on the team for 17 years, you're not giving a lot of people chances.
There you go.
I'm not giving up my spot so easy.
That's right.
There you go. So what are all the dates for the games in the Southland?
Well, we'll be here Saturday, February 18th at the Honda Center in Anaheim, and we have 2 games there. At 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., and we'll be here at the Staples Center on the 19th, which is Sunday, and we also have 2 games there at 12 and 5 p.m., and we'll be at the Citizens Business Bank Arena in Ontario, and that's at 2 p.m., and that's on Monday, February 20th. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you have 3 days to catch the Globetrotters, 5 total games. It's going to be a great show. We also we continue with the 4-point shot in the game. A lot of people love that.
Tell us what that is.
4-point shot is actually, you've heard of a 3-point shot. 4-point shot is actually 4 spots on the court, and they're 35 feet away from the basket.
Oh,
so that's more than halfway through.
It's about 12 feet away from the NBA 3.
Yeah,
They're only active the last 3 minutes of each quarter, so it's exciting. It changes the game a little bit for the Globetrotters, makes it more closer, and hopefully our opponents will get closer and maybe win, but that'll never happen on my watch.
And then that's what they call the $1 million shot from, sometimes from the other side of the court.
Yeah,
when they're giving people that aren't basketball players a chance to throw that kind of shot, they usually win money. So.
Absolutely.
So, one, how long have the Harlem Globetrotters actually been going?
This is our 86th season.
Just 86. That's
86.
Just...
And a lot of people believe the Globetrotters started with who they remember. The Metalark and the Curly Neals and those guys. But it's a rich history with the Globetrotters, 86 years. And And I'm sure we'll be going on for another 86.
That's amazing. Really cool. I can't wait to come see you. I'm going to bring a couple of my kids. And this is, you know, I love what you guys do. And it's just for fun. And that's what it's all about. You know, we need more things in our life that's not so competitive.
Absolutely. It's a great family, wholesome entertainment. Nobody goes out with anything negative. You'll have a blast. And even after the game, we sign. We stay around for 20 minutes and we sign autographs for 20 minutes. So anything you have, we'll sign it. You don't have to purchase anything. Just come up and meet a Globetrotter after the game.
I love it. Well, I look forward to meeting you. And for anybody who's just tuning in right now, we are talking to one. He is one of the Harlem Globetrotters. For 17 years you've been doing this. Do you call it a job?
No, this is so much fun.
I thought so. When you're doing something you love, it's not work.
The
right?
ultimate job.
There you
Absolutely.
Go. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you, and we are going to be giving away tickets here. And actually, we've had several callers for our trivia question, and we still have not received the right answer. So I'm going to open up our lines again at 805-639-0008. 70% of the body's sense receptors are located where? And I'm gonna say it's on the upper part of your body. Let's just put that. There's one clue. So anyways, we're going to take a really quick break. Thank you so much, Juan, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Give us a call. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Cherry, and she's the juice lady. We'll find out a weekend weightless diet. So 2 days to a new dress size or new pants. All right. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
All right, everybody. Okay, I got to give you more hints because people are calling and they're not getting it right. But I'm going to tell you that 70% of the body's sense receptors are located where? It's on your face. How about that? This is for two tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters between February 18th and the 20th.
We want people to go.
Yes.
So.
I this isn't a hard question. And I know Rob, Blaze, Coffee News, you know, it's definitely doable. So you can get this. Right now we're going to actually bring our next guest on. And, Cherry, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. How are you?
Yes. Having a great morning.
Very good.
Kind of morning.
Are you juicing up?
Yes, definitely. Every morning that
okay.
I'm home.
You know, your book looks like they've got some really good juices on here. What is the, so you've got, well, there's, tell us about juicing.
It's fabulous for weight loss and for health for several reasons. It's broken down so the body can easily absorb the nutrients. And when we do that, cravings start disappearing and just the desire to eat more goes away.
Wow.
Also, it's you can tuck into that stuff you'd never eat, like the tops to radishes, beet tops, the bottom part of the broccoli that most of us throw away, that thick, hard stem, the bases of asparagus, and the base of cauliflower, and all of those wonderful things that we normally would not eat but are, you know, have all those nutrients in it. And then it's so rich in minerals. For example, magnesium if we're deficient. And studies have shown like 80% of American women do not get enough magnesium in their diet. And what happens then is that glucose and insulin kind of float around in the bloodstream. They don't get into the cells, and they get deposited in fat cells, which makes
Sherry, can I have you hold on for 1 second? We actually have a caller. We've been trying to give something away here, and I appreciate your time. Hold on 1 second. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, good morning. This is Gabby Perez.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you have an answer for us? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from I'm getting ready to go to work right now, and I thought I'd try really quick to get in.
What city, though?
In Oxnard.
In Oxnard. Okay, great. And are you a first-time listener?
Yes, I am.
Oh, congratulations. Okay, thank so you. What do you think it is? 70% of the body's sense receptors are located where?
I'm just going to take a guess and say your tongue.
No. Ooh, oh, my God. It's okay. It's in your face. Okay.
Well, that's in your face, too,
yes,
but that's not right.
Yeah, that's not right, but I thank you. But your name does go into a drawing, and I appreciate you calling. And
thank you.
Share my show with everybody.
I sure do. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You got it. Thank you. All right. Well, gosh, you know, it's funny. You don't think that this is a hard one, but... I guess it is. So we'll have to, I don't want to make my listeners.
I didn't think it was an obvious question. So there you go.
See, there you go. So, all right, Cherry, go back to, how did you get started, with juicing? And, we're talking to Cherry. Is it Kalbaum?
Yes, Cherry Kalbaum.
Okay. And, you are the Juice Ladies Weekend Weight Loss Diet. Now, is this only juicing on the weekend?
Yes, that's what you do. And you need great recipes so that you'll enjoy it.
So juicing, you're talking about for a cleanse kind of thing.
Yes, a cleanse, a kickstart to your weight loss program or your health, you know, rejuvenation program.
Well, I see two things already in your book, nourish your thyroid and sleep disorders. There's two things that I know of a lot of people have. And so you're saying by juicing, tell us a little bit about nourish your thyroid.
Yes, a lot of people suffer from a thyroid that's kind of sluggish or not working well at all because we have so much stress today, so many people that are impacted. And when the thyroid and the adrenals get off balance, those two work together. Our metabolism goes haywire. We often don't sleep well. Fat gets deposited around the belly if the cortisol goes up. So how we nourish that, the thyroid gland and the adrenal glands, are the nutrients that are just packed into fresh vegetable and fruit juices, especially like vitamin C and the minerals. And many, many people, when they get on this program, notice that their health improves. Also, organic virgin coconut oil is something I recommend in my book that people use. They can put it in a green smoothie just a little bit, or when they go back to eating after the weekend, the solid food, they can add coconut oil in whenever they cook something. And one of the amazing things that people have noticed is that their thyroid health just picks up, and their metabolism then picks up when they include virgin organic coconut oil in their diet as well. And then you mentioned sleep, and when we don't sleep well or get enough sleep, our appetite hormones, those that control appetite and those that make us want to eat more, get all out of whack. And we tend to eat a whole lot more when we're short on sleep.
Okay, so I just heard you say the word organic several times. When you're juicing, how important is it that the fruits and vegetables are organic?
Well, especially those that are on the top tier of the Dirty Dozen list. The Environmental Working Group, that's EWG.org, has a list every year they put out of the, they call them the dirtiest, fruits and vegetables, those that have the most pesticide residues, and it's usually the thin skin things, and things like spinach leaves and collard and kale and bell peppers and then apples and all the other thin skin fruit like grapes and
strawberries
and so forth. Yeah, and strawberries and blueberries are on the list now. So it's just very, very important to get organic for that. And there have been a couple of studies done in South Korea that showed that actually animals, critters that were exposed to pesticides gained more weight even though they ate normal like the other animals in the study and had the same amount of exercise. They just simply gained more weight. And their final conclusion was it's pesticides.
Well, now what is your background?
I have a master's degree in whole foods nutrition from Vassar University. Prior to getting that degree, I was very ill. I had chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. I was not able to work. Finally, I had to quit my job, and I went into health food stores desperate because nobody else could help me, just reading whatever I could find. There wasn't much then. I designed my own program, my own juicing program, and I recovered in 3 months. I was back to normal and felt better than I could remember feeling in years. And I was about 30 when I did that program. And I was so convinced that diet had a major part of healing that I went back to school and got a master's degree so I could be a credible source of information.
That's great.
I mean, I have to agree with you that nutrition has... I had breast cancer a couple years ago, and I went to a nutritionist, and she made a vitamin regimen for me and gave me a lot of foods to eat, and I had no energy problems when I was going through radiation at all, and I contributed to eating well.
Oh, absolutely. I've worked with many, many clients that have come to me for counseling with cancer and have actually sailed through chemo and radiation compared to other people that were going through with them at the same time. And it just makes a huge difference. And juicing, the reason it makes such a great difference is that it's broken down. It's like a pre-digested food almost. Mm-hmm. And the body can just absorb those vitamins, minerals, enzymes, biophotons, phytonutrients so easily. It goes right into the system and begins to do its work of repair and healing.
Why is it when you are on a diet or you go to somebody to help you with a diet, they always tell you not to drink juice because it is too high in sugar and your body will absorb it too quickly?
But I don't think all of your stuff isn't just sugar, because there's so many like different sauces, well, different things in here, right?
Vegetables.
Yeah.
Different vegetables. Well, when people think of juice, they think of fruit juice.
Right.
They just don't think of kale and collards and cucumber and celery and carrot and all of that. Those are not high in sugar. But if you get a bottled fruit juice, it's killed off all the nutrients just about with the pasteurization. And it's just a glass of sugar water, basically. And I agree with that. We should not be drinking that. It's very fattening. But when we make a fresh glass of veggie juice and we have all those wonderful vegetables in there, it's very low in sugar and very high in nutrients. But that's just, you know, it's not a mainstream thinking of juicing of a bunch of greens. But I did an article last year with Dr. Oz for First for Women magazine. The title of it was The Number One Fat Cure, Green Juice. And so I recommend to everybody, get a lot of greens into your juicing and into your diet.
So I'm looking in your book. Let's give some tips out right now. And anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking about adding value to your life every day in every way. We're talking to the Juice Ladies. And Weekend Weight Loss Diet is her book. And Sherry Kalbaum. Green juices. So is that the green refresher?
Yes.
Okay, so one medium to large organic cucumber, right? Peeled, if not organic?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying if it's not organic, then...
Then it's been sprayed with pesticides,
exactly.
And you want to get the skin off.
Correct?
Yes,
okay.
And it's usually waxed, too.
Okay. And then a large leaf of green kale,
mm-hmm.
1 to 2 stalks of celery, and 1 lemon or lime peeled, and then cut...
The lemon would really make that taste good.
Yeah.
Freshens it up.
And so how often should you be drinking that?
If you want to lose weight, 2 glasses a day. There were 2 studies, UC Davis and Baylor College of Medicine, and they showed that those that drank 1 to 2 glasses of veggie juice a day lost 4 times the weight of those in the non-juice drinking segment of the group. And they were on the same heart-healthy diet.
So I have a question for you. My brother got into this. He was always some little, you know, he wanted a new thing, and he got into juicing. And the juice machine he bought was such a pain in the rear end. It was so messy. I know that juicers have gotten better over the years. What do you want to look for?
You want to look for a juicer with a good motor, one that's got a wide mouth if you're in a hurry and you don't want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen, one that's easy to clean, a few parts, you know, just 2, 3, 4 parts, but not a lot of stuff to clean, one that ejects the pulp into the pulp catcher where you can line that with a free baggie from the grocery store and you don't have to wash that. And that is going to make juicing so much easier. I have lots of tips on my website, juiceladyinfo.com. You can go there and take a look. And
does it rate some of the brands so that you can kind of...
Mm-hmm. You know, I do.
Sherry,
yes.
This has been really interesting, and I'll have to have you back because we are at the end of our show again, and I appreciate you being here. I would love to find out more. So definitely, if you could go on my Facebook and put a couple tips on there on Kim Pagano's show.
Oh, sure.
That would be great, so then all my listeners could hear about it. I want to thank everyone. We actually did not have a winner, and so what I want to do is give out our phone number here at 805-419-0008 for the rest of the day. I'm going to take callers so that we can give those tickets away. And again, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. Thank you, Marcia. Thank you, Matt. And for all my callers, the seat of knowledge is in the head. The seat of wisdom is in the heart. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day. And remember to listen from 1 to 2. With that, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You and we start